you up on the right side of the bed.
Now back to the Morning Brew with guest host Sarah Crosby on QR Calgary 770.
If I'm using my elementary school French, I think right is droit and left is gauche. Is that right? That might be right. It could be wrong. It could be wrong. Every day this week, we have an opportunity for you to win a staycation at Le Petit Chef at the Dorian Hotel. This is an overnight stay in the beautiful hotel, plus dinner for four, two adults, two children at Le Petit Chef, immersive dining experience. A little chef from a video dances and talks to you on your table. It is very cool. Your 6 a.m. word is savor. Savor. Go to QRCalgary.com, enter savor for your chance to win, and we'll be doing the draw here on the Morning Brew on Friday morning. Have a free staycation. How fun is that? Also right now, a chance to talk about how we're going to get you more time off, a little mental health break, and bonus time with your family, and that is getting you into a four-day work week with 3 days off. Getting a Friday off. How fantastic does it sound? Who's to thank for this? The robots, the AI. In some companies, AI are making people more productive. That means a four-day work week. Here to talk the four-day work week and how I get one. And you. Carlo Finelli, who is the chair of the Department of Social Science at York University, studies compressed work weeks and the labor economy. Welcome to the Morning Brew, Carlo.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Do you get a four-day work week, Carlo?
I guess it depends on the week, but we're aiming towards it.
Tell us a little bit about the likelihood that AI is going to bring many people in this country a four-day work week.
Well, as much as I'd like to say there was some special gift in AI that could help enable or disable it, I think ultimately it will be up to workers and employers to determine what is best for their particular workplaces. I mean, certainly AI could assist with things like asynchronous collaboration or predictive scheduling or general organization in a workplace, but really it'll be up to workers to implement this, right, in terms of freeing up more time that could focus on, you know, complex collaborative work in a shorter work week without really sacrificing output and productivity.
Here's the balance, though, because I was reading about how AI could get people a four-day work week and 3 days off. But the more you use AI, maybe the more productive you come. And the more you use it, the more you use it. Is there a chance people are going to use it to the point where they're making themselves redundant, and instead of having a four-day work week, you have a no-day work week?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this question about automation or AI anxiety goes back at least 200 years, right? I mean, people were worried about horses and buggies displacing manual workers. I mean, that certainly was the case. And if we look historically, at least, which is a guide to our future, we can think of as many new jobs being created, in some cases more, than were lost. So in this case, I mean, there is this fear that AI could consolidate power, can help employers kind of consolidate power over their workers or even over their competitors to kind of drive labor costs down. But I think as far as even if we remove the role of AI for advocates of the four-day work week, we see that, you know, regardless of where you look in the private or public sector, in unionized or non-unionized workplaces in Canada or internationally, I mean, we see that shorter work weeks contribute to not only more productive, happier, and healthier workers, but also employers with a much stronger opportunities for hiring the most skilled workers who want to stay at those workplaces.
Is this not, though, Carlo, in conflict with the fact that there are so many workers and employees that we've learned from numerous different studies who would like to work from home and do remote work? And yet at the same time, there's a lot of organizations and companies saying, now, in 2025, we're bringing you back into the building. So a four-day work week in some capacity seems to be at odds with this battle going on right now between companies and management and the employees themselves.
Yeah, it is one of those curious cases where I was thinking back when I started really doing this research in 2022, I wrote boldly about how the idea that we're going to be working remotely, or at least in greater capacities remotely, was here to stay. Now, certainly, as you've just said, that's really not the case. It is quite mixed. I would say that there is some pushback. I think we're starting to see some employers losing skilled candidates, skilled workers to others, or at least they're trying to keep their options open to try and balance these work-life conflicts. I mean, my own sense is that, listen, we're never going to be a low-wage, high work-hour economy. I mean, we just can't compete with low cost and extremely high hours. So we have to find other ways to be more productive. In some cases, in some workplaces, that'll mean working from home more, remote work. In other cases, it'll mean implementing four-day work week. I think one of the biggest challenges a lot of people have when they hear four-day work weeks, they think that suddenly their place of business or a place where they go shopping will only be open 4 days, right? I don't think that's the case. In most cases, it'll mean just the employees who work at that place will work on either a shortened work week, a 32-hour work week in some cases, or a compressed work schedule, so 40 hours over 4 days instead of over 5 days.
And then it becomes the great idea of the productivity just dipping on a Friday, because you get Friday brain. You're like, oh, it's Friday night. We're heading into the weekend, Friday brain. Maybe the answer is to take Wednesday off, work Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off, and then go back to work Thursday, Friday, and have a little bit of a sandwich day in the middle. It doesn't have to be Friday, right? It could just be any day to give you a third day for whatever it is your heart, body, brain desires.
Exactly. And I think part of the issue is that when people have more time off away from work, they're able to do the things which often weigh at them at work, things like taking care of elderly parents or other family members like children, being able to go see a doctor or go get some physio or go shopping, do your groceries or do a home project, which often weigh a lot on us at work. It might actually be taking away from our productivity. So we find that when people are actually well rested, feel better, have some time to disconnect from work, they're actually able to do a lot more at work in a shorter period of time.
Well, and what better week to talk about it than this week, when so many people have a four-day work week because of having yesterday off? So it's a good time to think about, could I, should I work for a company that would allow me to do a four-day work week? It's a great conversation. Carlo Finelli is the chair of the Department of Social Science at York University, who studies compressed work weeks and the labor economy. Thank you for letting us dream this morning, Carlo, about less time at work. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Speaking of